Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. We're continuing to celebrate Small Business Week here in Washington, D.C. as I continue to broadcast. And folks, I want to remind you that, I've told you before about the hotel I stay at, the Georgetown Inn on Wisconsin. I've been staying here for over 20 years now. They don't pay me anything. I pay full rate when I check in here. But I just got to tell you that if you ever get a chance to stay here, if you make reservations in advance, the way they treat you, the customer service that they provide, the way they email you in advance and follow up with your reservation and then email you to welcome you, and then of course they take good care of you while you're here, and then after you get home they send you another email and say thank you for being here. It's a clinic on customer service, folks, and that's the reason why I stay here. So I encourage you to it's a great little hotel and a wonderful example of excellent customer service. And as I said, they don't pay me a nickel to say that. I just like coming here. Karen Kerrigan knows where Georgetown Inn is. She is our good friend and the founder and the chairman of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. It's an organization that she's been telling you about on this show since 1997. She's an original member of our Brain Trust. No one knows more pound for pound than Karen Kerrigan for small business, and she's our good friend. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim, and happy Small Business Week to all your hardworking listeners out there.
We haven't found any Hallmark cards, any small business, happy Small Business Week Hallmark cards, have we?
Right. I guess that's the market. We have a market, right?
And I found a niche, haven't we? We need to go pursue that, don't we, Karen?
We do, and, the half hour that we have left every night, right, or 15 minutes or something like that?
I don't have a half hour.
Oh, okay.
Well, see, what I do, and I know that's what you do, is I just show up. That's my card. I mean, what better way than just to drop in on people's doorstep and say, and be happy Small Business Week, right?
There you go. But really, it's we're doing what we can to, again, sort of reach out to the public and the media, and members of Congress are not here this week. But
congratulations!
Exactly. So I was going to say, thank goodness. And so we're doing what we can to, again, just tell folks about the importance of America's small business and entrepreneurial sector. I mean, they really are the fabric and the engine of our economy, and it's so vital that we just continue to, create this environment that allows people to grow and thrive and take their ideas to the marketplace.
That's all we ask for, isn't it? It's just a level playing field, an environment that's not onerous, a landscape that allows us to pursue our dreams and to buy and to sell and not to be not to be stacked against us, which a lot of things are stacked against us. And nobody, folks, works harder to get those things unstacked against us than Karen Kerrigan. What are some things, Karen, you've been working on lately? I know we've gotten some progress, a lot of progress, in the area of small business health plans, haven't we?
Yeah, there's been some great progress on that front. The whole effort to allow small business owners to pool as a group and leverage their numbers to purchase health care and on a more competitive basis and choose the type of plans they want has advanced in the Senate through a committee, and it looks like there will be a vote on that broader piece of legislation sometime in May, I believe during Health Week, which is the first week in May. So that's really good news.
You think it will pass?
It's going to be really tough because, of course, now, all of the specialty, people, chiropractors and you name it, are coming out of the woodwork and saying, oh, this means that, you know, people won't be covered for, you know, my specialty or for breast cancer or for this or for that.
Well, that's
and
not
it really
true,
is scaring
is
a lot of members, huh?
That's not really true, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, there's still going to be, I mean, particularly I think with the way that the small business health plans have been fashioned on the Senate side, you know, there will be a choice. Either a business owner can either choose, you know, to offer their employee a small business health plan that they've selected, or they give the employee the option of picking a plan that has similar benefits in the five biggest states, which have a lot of these mandates. But you know what, Jim, I make this argument a lot when I testify before Congress. They're always like, oh, it's a race to the bottom when it comes to health insurance. I don't see any state in the union getting rid of all of these, you know, types of core benefits that people
right.
have come to expect. I mean, some of the more frivolous ones will go by the wayside, but not the ones that they need.
Hold on to that thought, Karen. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a lot more to come with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the chairman and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. It's 20 till. Stay with us.
Your heart may be. Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating Small Business Week in Washington, D.C., broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., and I'm very excited about this week. This is my annual pilgrimage for the purpose of celebrating small business with the SBA. This is my ninth consecutive year to do this, and it's always a lot of fun, especially when I get a chance to see and visit with my good friend, and whether you know it or not, your very good friend, Karen Kerrigan, the founder and the chairman of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Website's sbecouncil.org, isn't it, Karen?
It is, sbecouncil.org. We have posted some, we always post new content on there, and we have some special Small Business Week content we've posted. We've got some new stuff on immigration. We've got some items there on intellectual property. There'll be a big death tax vote coming up in May as well. We've got small business health plan stuff. Anything that's happening in the nation's capital, in the agencies, in government that impacts small business, it's up on our website. So,
right, and also one of my favorite parts of your website, as I've said many times, Karen, is the ability to go there and see how our elected representatives voted on small business issues. That's invaluable tool.
It is, and actually, at the beginning of May, we will have out our latest ratings of members of Congress during the first session of this Congress of the 100th. And so those will be up. We've got an award, you know, sort of reception that will be going on at the beginning of May, and all that information will be posted on the website as well. You're right; that's very important because, you know, there'll be a lot of members back in the district and in their states today saying, "Oh, I love small business," but it's more important how they voted on these key issues.
If you're a small business owner and you're going to be in a town hall meeting or a gathering where there's going to be one of your politicians, one of your delegation is going to be speaking, and you care about small business issues, you care about lower regulations, you want lower taxes, you don't want to increase minimum wage, you do care about health care, small business health care plans, and that sort of thing, well, go find out at the sbecouncil.org website and find out how they voted in the past, what their general track record, maybe specific, but certainly general track record. Do they have a 30% voting record on small business issues or a 90% voting record on small business issues? And when, as Karen said, when they start spouting off about how much they love small business, well, ask them about their record or congratulate them about their record. And this is a way, Karen, I have actually done this. I have literally taken your information, your statistics, and shown it to my congressman. And I personally... Not that it was just me, but he didn't realize how bad his small business voting record was, and the next year it got better.
That's great, because people...
I think it startled him.
Yeah, it does, because, you know, again, and that's why it's important to use it as a tool to keep your member of Congress accountable. Now, Jim, you and I both know that some members won't care, you know?
That's right.
But there will be others who are shocked by it. And
those are actually the most fun to tell this. Those are actually the most fun to tell that to, though.
Yeah, that's true.
If you want to have some fun, if you want to mess with their heads, a little folks, you know, show them their record. That'll be fun. Karen, let's move over and talk. I want to talk a little bit more about the health care plans. I'm a little bit confused about what the Senate is putting in the bill. Are you saying that the Senate is going to stipulate what can and cannot be included in a health care plan?
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, but not specifically drilled down. I mean, essentially, you know, the House bill basically, you know, allows small business owners to pool across, you know, the country and basically, you know, use that. The rules that apply to corporations and labor unions would apply to the small business sector, you know, in that, you know, state mandates pretty much can be, you know, overridden. And plans can be offered that don't have to take into account, you know, zillions.
That's the main advantage of a small business health plan.
Now, the Senate bill is a little different, and it was a compromise. And essentially, you know, the compromise piece was that, you know, a small business health plan would have to offer an option. Either, you know, you have to offer the employee a plan that you design and put together that you may, say, buy from your association or purchase through your association.
Which could be your organization or it could be the Chamber of Commerce or something like that.
Exactly. Or, you know, one would need to be offered that reflects the health insurance mandates of the five most populous states. Now, I don't really.
Scares me a little bit because we're talking about California and New York, and I don't think I like. I've never seen their general health plans, but I can tell you, my instincts tell me I won't like them.
Oh no! Yeah, those are gold plated plans. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But you know, again, you know, if you're a small business owner, you're offering the employee the choice, and the choice of these plans, the California plan is, you know, you as an employee have to pick up, say, a certain percentage of this cost versus the small business. You know, what are you going to pick? Again, it brings it to the individual in terms of, you know, okay, you could pick the small business health plan, or you could pick this broader based plan. But you know, in most instances, the individual's going to have to pick up a lot of that. You know,
like they're doing now
in terms of picking up more of the cost of that.
In general, Karen, do you believe that what we're going to wind up with in May, if it passes, is going to be that we're going to be in general happy with it?
You know what? I think it will be better than the current system.
Okay.
But it won't be the best.
Will it be something we can build on?
I think it's something that we can build on. But you know, my philosophy in this is we're moving to the individual market anyway. And
I agree. Let's talk about this a little bit more. Got a lot more questions for Karen right after these messages. Intel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Karen Kerrigan, the founder and the chairman of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. I really encourage you to check out their website and to join their organization and support them, folks. If you want to make what I would consider to be a tiny investment in an awful great return on investment in Washington, D.C. and in your state houses, I encourage you to check out and to consider the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. It's an organization I've been telling you about for a long time, and I promise you they're top shelf, and that's sbecouncil.org. And Karen, during Small Business Week, as we celebrate this week, and I want to say on behalf of my audience and on behalf of small business owners across America, we thank you for all that you do for us.
Oh, gosh, it's such an honor to be doing what we do every day, and it's such a joy to, you know, get up in the morning and love what you're doing. So I just feel totally honored to do what we do. It's so exciting. I mean, I love politics.
And small business owners are worthy, aren't they?
Oh, my, yes. I mean, there's no other group.
They're so cuddly and lovable.
That's right. But we prefer better voting records as opposed to hugs from politicians.
I agree. That's exactly right. Karen, let me, you didn't know I was going to ask you this. Folks, you had no idea I was going to ask you this. What do you think about the performance of the SBA and about its very existence? Some people, you know, the SBA has gotten a lot of grief over various things. Some things maybe they deserve, but a lot of things that I think they didn't deserve. But what are your thoughts about the SBA?
You know what? I think we all of us got to continue to go back to look at, you know, it's a government entity, and people have to have the right expectations on what to expect from government, okay? So I think that is sort of what we say from a base perspective, okay? But I think, I do think that they're getting beat up unfairly. I think, I do think under Hector's leadership that the agency has done a tremendous amount, for the small business sector. They have done
Hector Barreto,
more,
the administrator.
Yes, they have done more with less. I mean, Hector's been saying that, and that's absolutely true. And if you look at what they've done post-Katrina, look, they're being criticized for things that they had no control of. How can you give loans?
Right.
How can you give loans to people where the government hasn't approved the local governments? At the city level have not approved building being done there again, or they don't know.
Right.
Haven't been able to go into an area and.
But that's not what the press coverage shows.
It is so unfair. I mean,
yeah.
if Hector did give all of these loans from the get-go, he'd be hauled before Congress and criticized
for
wasting taxpayers.
He'd be in jail right now if he'd done
exactly.
All this. Yeah.
So, you know, look, we have our criticisms of all government agencies because all of them can be operating much more efficiently and effectively. But then again, we go back to this is government. It's not the private sector, right?
Well, I appreciate your comment, and I think it's very well said. And I want to change back to SBE Council. Tell us what, besides healthcare, what's the big project you're working on right now?
Well, we had a member testifying before Congress last week on the whole issue of the IRS and some of the proposals that they have put forward with respect to closing the tax gap. I mean, they said, look at, you know, the small business entrepreneurial sector, the self-employed, you know, we're going to have to, you know, come down on them harder in order to stop people from cheating and they're not complying and they're not paying what they should. And we just think this is entirely unfair and the wrong approach. I mean, they're going after and going to put more compliance burdens on honest small business owners,
right?
You know, instead of addressing what the real problems are.
Instead of enforcing what's the existing laws on the offenders.
Right. Or even the Congress simplifying the code, you know,
right,
to make compliance a lot, you know, more easier across the board. The other thing that will be, the death tax will be voted on sometime in May, so we're gearing up for
right.
that vote.
Is there a chance that could be abolished completely or
you
just get an extension?
There's a slight chance, but there's going to be a lot of procedural votes where people
right.
can say they voted for it before they voted against it. Remember that line that Kerry used?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so people are going to have to watch out for that. We have a member coming in early May to testify on Sarbanes-Oxley and its impact on the small business sector, so we're hoping to see some reforms and some relief.
Would you mind making sure that we know who that member is? I'd like to have that person on the show and talk about that.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you make
sure
we get that person's contact information?
Because, you bet.
Because that's an area that I think is a lot of people miss. Karen, give us that website one more time before we wrap up.
It's SBECouncil.org.
And folks, as you've heard me say before, no one on the planet does more for small business pound for pound than the SBE Council and our good friend Karen Kerrigan. Karen, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us celebrate Small Business Week. And I think I'll see you later today, won't I?
Oh, we will, Jim. I look forward to it. All right.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, she is the best. It's official. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and congratulations, small business owners. Happy Small Business Week. This is Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.